Morning Watch, the preparation of the bride, week 3, the maturity of the bride. Saturday, related verses. Revelation 19, 5 through 9, 11 through 14, and 16. And a voice came out from the throne saying, "Praise our God, all his slaves and those who fear him, the small and the great." And I heard, as it were, the voice of a great multitude, and like the sound of many waters, and like the sound of mighty thunders, saying, "Hallelujah! For the Lord our God, the Almighty, reigns. Let us rejoice and exult, and let us give the glory to him, for the marriage of the Lamb has come, and his wife has made herself ready. And it was given to her that she should be clothed in fine linen, bright and clean, for the fine linen is the righteousnesses of the saints." And he said to me, "Write, blessed are they who are called to the marriage dinner of the Lamb." And he said to me, "These are the true words of God." And I saw heaven opened, and behold, a white horse, and he who sits on it called Faithful and True, and in righteousness he judges and makes war. And his eyes are a flame of fire, and on his head are many diadems, and he has a name written which no one knows but himself. And he is clothed with a garment dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God. And the armies which are in heaven followed him on white horses, dressed in fine linen, white and clean. And he has on his garment and on his thigh a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Revelation 20:6. Blessed and holy is he who has part in the first resurrection. Over these the second death has no authority, but they will be priests of God and of Christ and will reign with him for 1,000 years. Related reading. The mature life becomes the reigning life. We all should have the aspect of maturity and the aspect of reigning. Actually, it was not Joseph who was reigning in Egypt. It was Jacob, Israel. If you could have asked an Egyptian who was reigning over him, he would have said that a Hebrew, an Israelite, was reigning. Israel was reigning in Egypt because Israel had matured in life. Only a matured life can be used by God for his kingdom, for his reigning. The marriage of the Lamb will come after the rapture of the majority of the believers. The marriage of the Lamb will also follow the judgment at the judgment seat of Christ. After all the raptures and before the wedding, there will be the judgment at the judgment seat of Christ to determine which believers will be qualified for the wedding feast. If you are rewarded at the judgment seat of Christ, you will participate in the wedding feast. If you are not rewarded, but you are disapproved of by the Lord, you will not perish, yet you will suffer a loss like that described in 1 Corinthians 3:15. This verse says, "If anyone's work is consumed, he will suffer loss, but he himself will be saved, yet so as through fire." The saved ones who suffer loss will certainly miss the wedding feast. According to Matthew 25:1-13, the 5 prudent virgins will be admitted to the wedding feast, and the 5 foolish ones will be rejected. The judgment at the judgment seat of Christ will not determine whether or not we will be saved or perish. It will decide whether we will receive a reward from the Lord or suffer a loss. Only the saved will appear before this judgment seat. As the Lord is coming down from heaven to earth, he will linger for a time in the air, where he will take care of certain matters. The judgment seat of Christ will be set up in the air, and the wedding will also take place there. After this judgment and after the wedding, Christ will descend with his chosen ones as his army to fight against Antichrist in the war at Armageddon. Hence, both the judgment seat and the wedding will take place in the air. Therefore, the wedding will take place after the destruction of the harlot, after all the raptures, and after the judgment at the judgment seat of Christ. As we will see, those who are chosen at the judgment seat will be the bride and also the guests at the feast. The guests will be the corporate bride. In Revelation 19:5-7, we have the praise of a great multitude. Verse 6 describes the voice of the great multitude, like the sound of many waters and like the sound of mighty thunders. The praise like the sound of many waters proceeds continually, and like the sound of mighty thunders, it displays solemnity. Now we come to a very crucial matter, the matter of the readiness of the bride. Verse 7 says, "Let us rejoice and exult, and let us give the glory to him, for the marriage of the Lamb has come, and his wife has made herself ready." His wife refers to the church, the bride of Christ. However, according to Revelation 19:8-9, the wife, the bride of Christ, here consists only of the overcoming believers during the millennium, whereas the bride, the wife, in 21:2, is composed of all the saved saints after the millennium for eternity. The readiness of the bride depends on the maturity in life of the overcomers. Furthermore, the overcomers are not separate individuals, but a corporate bride. For this aspect, building is needed. The overcomers are not only mature in life, but are also builded together as one bride.